Ladies and gentlemen, it is Rock and Roll Tuesday, but first, let me just say that it is a happy birthday for Mr. Kiger.
It is, and I am unlike several of my friends. I look forward to them. Hey.
Do you really?
Yeah, I really do. Are you kidding me? What's the option?
Get another year on there. Yeah, exactly. It's
What's
a lot better
option?
An alternative, isn't it?
I'd much rather be having a birthday.
Freddie is 39 again.
Yeah. Me and Jack Benny. Yeah, me, you, and Jack Benny.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, this is, I actually can't celebrate my birthday, if I wanted to be really technical about it, till 11:59 tonight.
Really? Right before midnight?
Yeah, 1 minute.
Somehow that fits.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know why.
Maybe that's where I get my late hour thing.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know.
Maybe it is. But, you know, I used to be, you know, I used to be kind of hesitant to call attention to my birthday and... You know, because I didn't want people to know that I was getting older and that kind of...
No!
These days, I don't care, man.
Celebrate
That's
Celebrate it. Celebrate. I mean, later on today, I'm going to have lunch at Sutton's with Bill Wissenet, who was a former general manager here at WCHL. And there was... And Paul Gardner and other folks.
All right. Well, you guys have a good lunch.
Yeah. It'll be fun. And then go out into the country and have a little... out to some friends, the Sesums, and enjoy some front porch activity and some bison burgers and enjoy the day.
Front porch activity.
Oh, they got a beautiful front porch out there. Dodson's Crossroads.
All right, yeah. Beautiful area of the county.
So please forgive me, folks, while I indulge in picking a rock and roll tune that would be near and dear to my heart.
Because it is Rock and Roll Tuesday. All right, what kind of song you got there?
Well, on my B-Day, taking you back 50 years for this one.
My goodness.
When Ron puts the needle down on this particular 45, you give us a call at 919-929-WCHL. Name the tune and the artist.
And it's from 1968.
It's automatic when I talk with old friends. The conversation turns to girls we knew when their hair was soft and long, and the beach was the place to go. The suntan bodies and the waves of sunshine, California girls in a beautiful coastline, and warmed up weather that's getting together.
Beach Boys music, if I can get it out. And that's another song that's kind of one of their lesser-known tunes, really.
Yeah.
Do It Again.
Yeah, it was on the 2020 album, and it was written as a self-conscious callback to the group's earlier surf-based material, which they hadn't done, really, since 1964. The single peaked at number 20 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100, yet.
Yeah.
In the U.K.?
Uh-huh.
It became their second number one hit, the first being Good Vibrations.
Really? Wow. Well, they've been doing stuff like Good Vibrations and kind of innovative stuff, you know, since those earlier surf tunes.
And they had kind of morphed their tunes and their style, but this was kind of a callback, kind of a...
But some interesting instrumentation in this song, too. It's really cool.
I think it's kind of... I like the tune. It's just... You know, I thought, you know what? I'm going to listen to this on my birthday.
Yeah, and do it again. Beach Boys. That's the answer to the question.
Brian Wilson and the boys.
Thank you, big guy, and happy birthday.
Thanks, pal. Thank you very much.
And next year, you can do it again.